All right, so welcome to another deep dive, everybody. Today, we're going down a bit of a rabbit hole, and it's a weird one. Yeah, we're looking at online forums today. Specifically, we found this collection of posts from a section dedicated to Homestuck. You guys remember that? That webcomic that I think it was really popular a few years back.
Oh yeah, definitely. Homestuck. Big fan base. Yeah, really complex narrative too. So a lot for fans to, latch onto and discuss and debate. It's
Yeah, and that's what we're looking at, right? These posts are all from their HSG board, which I guess stands for Homestuck General. And
makes sense.
let me tell you, it gets a little wild. So we were looking through these posts, just kind of seeing what we could find. And we were using keywords like Kojima, death fat, and manifesting. And it quickly became clear that there's this like strange obsession with Hideo Kojima in these posts. The video game designer.
Oh yeah, for sure. Metal Gear Solid, right?
Exactly. And it's interesting because I mean, obviously he's a well-respected figure in the gaming world, right? But these posts, they kind of reveal this mix of like admiration, but then also something a little bit, I don't know.
A little bit darker.
Yeah, darker. Like for example, in one post no 55532, someone straight up threatens Kojima. They're like, "Kojimber, I'm coming to kill you." Like, whoa, intense, right?
Wow. Yeah, that's a little scary, honestly. I mean, it's a good reminder that, online spaces, people can sometimes feel a lot more emboldened to say things that, maybe they wouldn't say to someone's face or in real life.
Absolutely, yeah. And then, it's not just the threats. There are these weird codes like 44235 and no 42236, where they go on these deep dives into conspiracy theories about Kojima's relationships with certain podcasters.
Really?
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And then on top of that, there's this whole recurring thing about Kojima having a death fat girlfriend. Like, this phrase pops up in multiple posts, and it's pretty jarring, to be honest. Yeah, especially if you're not familiar with, I guess, the lingo of this specific forum, right? Like, death fat doesn't sound, that doesn't sound super great.
No, it's not a very nice term.
It's probably, something very specific to this community, and I think it needs to be understood, within that context. Like, how language functions in different online spaces can be really different. So, like, while it might seem, shocking or offensive at first glance, it's important to consider, how it's actually being used. It could be like a form of dark humor or a way to be provocative or maybe even a way to express something else entirely,
Yeah, it's definitely a term that raises some eyebrows, that's for sure. And we're gonna dive into it a little bit deeper as we go here, because it is definitely a recurring theme in these posts. And I think it says something about, the culture of this particular corner of the internet. But first, let's maybe talk a little bit more about this whole Kojima fixation. Like, why him? Why is he such a focal point for this community? It's interesting because this whole death fat thing kind of seems connected to this broader theme we keep seeing pop up in these posts, right? This sense of like disappointment with modern gaming trends almost.
Yeah, like a sense of disillusionment or even resentment, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you
We see a
definitely.
lot of posts that are expressing this kind of longing for older games, especially the ones that they view as more like auteur driven, like some of Kojima's earlier work, for example.
Okay, so you're saying they see him as kind of like an auteur then.
Exactly, yeah. Like, it's this idea that the director, or in this case the game designer, is like the primary author of the work, and they imbue it with their unique, artistic vision. It's this concept called auteur theory. It's often applied to filmmakers, but it definitely has relevance in gaming as well.
So like these fans, they see Kojima in that way, and that's why they're so invested in his work. But also it sounds like they're saying that he's lost that auteur status somehow.
Yeah, you definitely see that in some of the posts. Like, there's one post now, 59557, that says, "From Software was still good in 2004, and Kojima was still good in 1997."
Okay, and for people who don't know From Software, that's the studio behind those Dark Souls games, right? Those are
Yeah,
super popular.
exactly. They're huge now. And so the implication is that both Kojima and From Software, they've kind of lost their edge.
So they're basically saying they've sold out.
Yeah, in a way, like they've become too mainstream or succumbed to, commercial pressures.
There's one here, Post No 59547, that's talking about Final Fantasy heading into the same market as From Software and Kojima. Like, it's the end of the world.
Yeah, there's this definite sense of like mourning for a lost era, this idea of a golden age of gaming that's gone. And it's definitely a common sentiment. You see it not just in these forums, but like in wider cultural discussions too.
It's like they're projecting their own anxieties about the corporatization of art onto these game developers.
Exactly. And it's interesting because you can connect that to the bigger picture, right? Like there's this wider anxiety about the influence of corporations on creative industries in general. Mm. As studios chase bigger audiences and bigger profits, there's always this fear that something gets lost in the process.
Like that genuine artistic expression you're talking about.
Right, exactly.
And this fear, it can manifest in some pretty, I don't know, extreme ways sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So there's this post, number 59533, and it's basically someone wishing for a nuclear explosion to wipe out. From software and ATL US.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, another big Japanese game developer. It's intense, right? Yeah. But it's also, it's important to remember the context here. Like, this is online communication. Hyperbole and dark humor are pretty common. So it's not always easy to know, like, how much of this is serious.
Right. But even if it's not meant to be taken literally, mm-hmm. it still kind of points to the intensity of these feelings.
Oh, absolutely.
Like how disillusioned some fans are with the state of the gaming industry.
For sure.
It makes you wonder, though, like, is this just something specific to this one online community? Or is this like a wider sentiment?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I think in any online community, especially one dedicated to like a very specific interest like this.
Yeah.
You're going to have a range of perspectives, right?
Yeah.
Some people might be totally ironic with this stuff, while others are genuinely upset about, you know, the direction of the gaming industry.
It's like they're trying to reclaim some control over something they're passionate about, even if it means resorting to, you know, extreme language or dark humor.
Yeah. And that ties back into the manifesting element we were talking about earlier, right?
Oh, yeah. The way they use that language in relation to Kojima's, like, fate.
Mm.
It's pretty fascinating. It's almost like they're trying to, like, tap into some ritualistic power.
Right.
To influence events through, like, sheer will or desire.
And this often involves that death fat girlfriend motif, right?
Right. Exactly. It's like this recurring symbol.
Like, it's almost taking on this, like, mythical significance in their mind.
Yeah. And it's all mixed up with this dark humor and internet slang and this almost, like, superstitious belief in the power of words to shape reality.
Yeah, it's a weird mix of things, for sure.
It really is.
It makes it hard to know what to make of it all sometimes.
Definitely. But it shows you how creative and sometimes unsettling online communities can be when they're processing their, like, anxieties and desires.
And speaking of unsettling, this is where things get even weirder. Remember those jokes about Kojima's death fat girlfriend? Well, it turns out there's actually a specific image associated with this whole thing. And it takes this whole concept to another level.
Oh, really? What is it?
Yeah, so we were going through these posts, right? And we found one, number 50258. And they actually shared a picture. It's a picture of a woman, a larger woman. And the caption says, "Why did she evolve into the crying baby makeup style? Also, how was she even more gawky? Who plumped her up? Kojima."
Wow. Okay. Yeah. It seems like they're trying to, I don't know, create this narrative where she's somehow responsible for, like, Kojima's perceived changes.
Yeah.
Both physically and creatively. It's pretty bizarre.
It is, right. And it's interesting because this image, like, along with the whole death fat girlfriend thing, it really gained traction within the forum. Like, it became this running joke.
Yeah, it's like a meme almost. It's a classic example of how, like, online humor can evolve in these really unpredictable ways.
Right. And it's not just about the humor, though. Like, this image and the whole death fat girlfriend narrative, it ties back into that tension we were talking about, that, like, admiration and resentment towards Kojima.
Yeah. It's complex, right? Like,
yeah.
On one hand, they're obsessed with him and his work. But then there's also this urge to, like, tear him down, mock him, imagine his downfall.
It's like they're trying to control him in a way, even if it's just through these, like, online fantasies and jokes.
It's interesting, right? Like, because it speaks to the nature of fandom. There's this sense of ownership, this desire to, like, influence or control the person they admire. And when that person, like Kojima in this case, maybe doesn't meet their expectations or, you know, becomes too successful or mainstream, those feelings of admiration can turn into resentment or even hostility.
So they're basically using this death fat girlfriend as a symbol of everything they don't like about modern gaming.
It seems that way, yeah.
The corporatization, the loss of artistic integrity, the decline in quality.
And they're focusing all of that on Kojima. Like, he represents all of that to them.
And it's not just this HSG forum either. We found similar sentiments in other posts. Like there's one number 8360 and just says, bro, I'm so tired of Hideo Kojima. Like it seems this fatigue with Kojima.
You're like he's overexposed or something.
Exactly. And it goes beyond this one little community.
Yeah. It's a reminder that even within a niche community like this, you're going to find a huge range of opinions and levels of engagement.
So we've gone through all these posts, all this weirdness, all this obsession. What do you think is the biggest takeaway here?
Well, I think what's most striking to me is how these posts, as strange as they are, offer this glimpse into like the underbelly of fandom.
Okay.
You see the humor, the camaraderie, the shared obsessions.
Yeah.
But you also see the darker side, the negativity, the desire to tear down, this fascination with like downfall and even death.
It's like a double-edged sword.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes you realize that. Even online communities that are seemingly about, you know, armless topics can have these really complex
and sometimes
unsettling undercurrents.
It's hard to categorize. It's hard to interpret sometimes.
So it leaves us with a lot to think about, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, what does this say about the relationship between creators and fans? How do these online spaces affect our perceptions of public figures?
And what does it tell us about ourselves? About our own relationships with fandom and the people we admire?
Yeah, that's a big one.
We've gone from forum searches to death fat girlfriends.
Yeah.
From chaos magic to nuclear explosions. It's been a wild ride.
It really has.
We hope this deep dive has given you all a new perspective on online fandom and all the weird ways that people express themselves online. Until next time, keep exploring and keep questioning.